Get your advanced PhD in WOW from Floor and Decor. If you're a pro, you're already an expert in tile, wood, and stone. And with Floor and Decor's job site delivery, their free design services, and pro rewards that actually reward you, your business is set to grow from one client to the next. Floor and Decor isn't just a couple of aisles. It's an entire store designed to help your business boom. It's Floor and Decor.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This episode of the Art of Manliness podcast is brought to you by The Strenuous Life. The Strenuous Life is an online platform that we created to help you put into action all the things we've been talking about on the podcast and writing about on the website, artofmanliness.com, for the past 11 years. We've done that by creating a series of 50 badges based around 50 different skills. We also provide accountability for your physical fitness, doing a good deed, getting yourself out of your mind, as well as providing weekly challenges that are going to push you out of your comfort zone. We got an enrollment coming up here the first week of September. If you'd like to be one of the first to know when enrollment opens up, head over to strenuouslife.co, get your name on their email waiting list. And as soon as enrollment opens up, we'll let you send out an email. You can sign up and then you'll get started with the Strenuous Life program the first week of September. Strenuouslife.co, hope to see you there.
All right, so it seems like lately, in past few years, this interest in tactical stuff, gear, skills, has really taken an uptick. There's a lot of blogs that are dedicated on developing tactical skills. Civilians are buying tactical flashlights. They're taking classes on tactical fighting, and it's just really fascinating. We've seen a lot of interest in it on theartofmanliness.com. And one of the bigger websites in this whole tactical genre is a website called ITS Tactical, or what I've been calling it It's Tactical, but I just found out that it's not It's Tactical, it's ITS Tactical. They're based out of Texas. They publish articles on how just a variety of skills: first aid, emergency prep, hand-to-hand combat, guns, you name it, they got it covered. And it's geared towards anybody in law enforcement or the military, but it's also geared towards civilians. Really popular stuff. They've had a lot of stuff go viral on the internet on, like, for example, how to escape from zip ties. Pretty cool video. Definitely recommend you check it out. Anyways, today's guest is the founder and owner of ITS Tactical. His name is Brian Black, and we're going to talk about this whole tactical movement or trend that's going on in America right now, and also talk about how just regular average guys can benefit from learning a few tactical skills and which ones you should learn. So stay tuned. All right, Brian Black, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brett. I appreciate you having me, man.
Okay, so before we begin, I need you to clarify something.
Sure.
For our readers, is it It's Tactical or ITS Tactical?
It is ITS Tactical, which is an acronym for Imminent Threat Solutions. So our point of kind of doing the ITS Tactical thing was just being in the tactical industry in general and kind of wanting to shorten that.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you, for the longest time, when I first discovered you, I called you guys It's Tactical, and I still do.
I won't hold it against you, man.
Okay, because it made sense, you guys, it's a tactical website. It's tactical.
Yeah, that was one of those just interesting coincidences that happened. To be honest, I never even thought of the name in that regard before, and then people started saying that. I was like, oh, wow, it really does say that.
So. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, I'm glad I can call it It's Tactical. It's ITS, Imminent Threat Solutions. So what's the story behind it? How did this website start? Because it's huge. It's got a big following amongst not only military and law enforcement, but also civilians.
Sure.
So tell us about it. How did you get started with ITS Tactical?
Well, it really kind of started as just a passion of mine. I started in 2009 because I wanted to do something not only that I was passionate about, but I really wanted to build an online resource to highlight what I felt was a shortcoming in the tactical industry, which was an absence of skill set based information. Just like you with Art of Manliness, you guys have a lot of skill based articles too, and that's why I love reading it as well. But I really wanted to kind of bring that to the tactical industry and just really support that self-sufficient lifestyle.
Yeah. So, I mean, who's your target audience? Is it pretty much anyone who's interested in this, or is there a particular person or group you're trying to go after?
Really, it's just anybody that wants the information, honestly. I mean, we've attracted a lot of, like you said, law enforcement and military, as well as just kind of outdoor enthusiasts and civilians and people that just really want to learn this stuff. So it's been a really cool experience.
Cool. What's your background? Do you have any background in law enforcement or anything like that? Or has it just been a passion of yours?
Well, I got started, I guess my background comes from the military and also just from just my passion in general. But I was in the Navy for a few years, so I was able to kind of pull those skills that I learned there and just it kind of enhanced my general interest that I've had all my life and just kind of, I guess, gadgets and gear and things like that too. So I was able to pull that with I spent some time after high school working in a commercial photography studio. So I kind of used that a little bit. Oh, wow. Also went to school for technically my degrees in communication technology, which is website design, at the school I went to at University of Texas. But, then I got a minor in journalism. So I was like kind of able to throw all those things into the mix, and that's kind of,
yeah,
excuse me, how I ended up with, what we have now.
Awesome. So it looks like you're just combining a whole bunch of skill sets into this awesome business now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been saying this word tactical a lot. So it's getting thrown around all over the place now. Like companies are using it to market products, like everything. There's like tactical everything now, like tactical, yes, flashlights. There's like tactical backpacks. There's tactical shoes. What can you define tactical? What exactly does that mean?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to claim to be the be all end all, explanation on the word, but when we started back in 2009, my version or my vision of tactical was basically just thinking with tactics or planning before action. So that's my definition of it. Some might say that, you know, tactical means, I guess, military-esque or law enforcement-esque or something along those lines. But I mean, to me, it really just means, you know, having a plan and thinking with tactics. And
it's not just for like self-defense, but it's also in other areas of life as well, I imagine.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I'd agree with that for, yeah, sure.
And why do you think there's been this uptick? Not just amongst military and, you know, LEOs, but like civilians are like it's like a new thing. Like, I mean, like we're both on Tumblr. Sure. I see you on there, and like, it's amazing. Like the number of like civilians who just like their blogs are just like picture after picture, like AR-15s and like tactical gear and like, you know, what, like grappling hooks and like, I mean, what's going on there? Why do you think there's such an interest in it?
You know, I think it probably has a lot to do with just the overwhelming support that our military and law enforcement and first responders are getting nowadays, which is a great thing. I love that that's happening in America right now. But, you know, it's also led to a lot of people wondering what they're using, why they're using it, and, you know, what makes it great. So, you know, technology today is making it super easy to become knowledgeable in the subjects that, you know, those guys are of what they're using. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And that would probably be my best guess on why that's happening. Yeah. So
do you think it has anything to do with like the zombie apocalypse? Everyone's worried about that.
You know, that's kind of faded a little bit, which is interesting. It kind of came and went, and I don't know. It's still kind of a prevalent thing, but
yeah.
No, I couldn't tell you for sure.
Couldn't tell you for sure. Yeah, it is kind of interesting. The whole zombie getting ready for the zombie apocalypse is like not a thing anymore. You really don't see it all that often.
Well, you know, to me, it's like, I don't know, maybe people are able to use that as a way to get prepared and, hey, you know, whatever works. If that's what's going to make you, you know, learn some skills that'll help you in life, then so be it. So,
yeah. Okay. So, what I love about your website, like you said, it's very skills-based, like shows you like cool stuff that guys want to know. And I know you have a lot of female readers too, but it's like, it's, you know, guys love this stuff, you know, besides like the usefulness of, I mean, it is useful to know like how to splint legs and how to, you know, protect your home from home invasions and things like that. Do you think there's another benefit that men specifically can get from learning and practicing tactical skills?
Well, I will kind of go back to the self-sufficiency nature of what we were talking about. And that's, I mean, to me, that's the big take home is, you know, the more you know, the better you can protect yourself and your family. And that would be my big take home. Obviously, if it's a life-saving skill, then, you know, that becomes the goal is that, you know, now you've got that knowledge, so to speak, to be able to save a life. So, you know, those are the big take homes for me with the usefulness of these skills.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's just, I love knowing that I can do that if I had
yeah.
to. I mean, it's such an empowering feeling to like have that knowledge and be like, I could start a fire without matches if I needed to, or I could pick this lock if I got locked out of some building if I needed to. It's really, I mean, yeah, it makes me feel awesome.
Yeah. It's a great knowledge booster, and also it is empowering. I mean, that's a great way to describe it. I mean, it's, you know, the mind controls the body. It's not the other way around. So having those things in your mental toolbox and knowing you can achieve those it just really helps in all aspects of life, I feel.
Yeah. So I know whenever we publish articles or content about tactical related stuff, whether it's like, combatives, firearms related stuff, every once in a while we get like people who are sort of uncomfortable with it. They're like, this is sort mm-hmm. of like paramilitary militia. It's like, what are you guys doing here? What's your response? Like, what advice would you give to someone who's like, I want to like get into this. Like I want to be self-sufficient. I want to be able to protect myself, my family, be able to survive whenever, you know, crises happen or emergency mm-hmm. happens. But I don't want to give off that kooky, like I'm going to be a separatist from the U.S. vibe. I mean, what advice do you have about that?
You know, first of all, I mean, if your reasons for getting into this stuff are that you truly do want to get into it for the right purposes, which is to learn and, you know, enhance your skill sets, then that's all you really need to know. I mean,
yeah,
who cares what everybody else thinks is my opinion. But, you know, what is sad is that terms like, you know, militia have gotten a negative connotation nowadays, yeah. considering what, you know, back in the Revolutionary War time, militia stood for, you know, a group that was ready to help our government in a time of need. So, yeah, you know, it is kind of sad that stuff like that gets lumped in with, you know, what's going on with the tactical industry. But I think a tactical way of thinking doesn't equal government mm-hmm. overthrow or anything like that. So. Yeah.
Well, I think you guys do a great job of making the content very approachable to any person in any walk of life. Like I don't feel like me, I'm not like, I don't have like that military law enforcement background, but I read this stuff. I'm like, I'm not intimidated by it. And like, it's just like, it's really approachable, really well done. So congratulations and kudos for that.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Okay, let's get down to this. We kind of talked about general stuff about tactical. We can kind of talk about like these tactical skills. I mean, we haven't really talked about any specifics.
Sure.
Are there tactical skill sets that you think every man should master? I mean, are there specific areas that a guy should focus on?
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, and this is a question I get asked a lot too.
Oh, sure.
But you know, I feel there's about 10 big areas that I like to talk to people about. Really the big thing is mindset. I mean, I can't reiterate that enough. I mean, like I said earlier, the mind controls the body, and the more you know, the better you can handle any situation. But, just from, you know, the actual mindset of knowing how to handle yourself, whether that's in a self-defense nature, whether that's just purely, you know, having situational awareness and being able to look around when you're out in public and not staring down at your cell phone and kind of seeing things coming at you, which will help you prepare better, for threats you might face, to just, you know, having a general working knowledge of a lot of different things, kind of a jack of all trades, master of none approach, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm guessing, I think you talked about like, you know, first aid. I think you talk about that. It's an important thing to get down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another big one for us, just the medical related nature of some of the articles we write about. I mean, you know, being able to save a life is a huge skill, not only having the tools and equipment you need to do so, but the knowledge as well. And, you know, while it's really hard to send someone to a medical course online, and even provide that kind of information, which we wouldn't. We do try to have articles that, promote kind of the casualty care aspect of things and really kind of becoming aware of what kind of tools are important to have at your disposal. Because, one thing I like to say is that even if you don't know how to use some of these things, having them at your disposal could mean the difference between, someone being able to save your life. So, it's important stuff. So, not only the medical stuff, some other big ones are, fitness is a huge one for me. And I'm not saying you have to be Hercules, but, being able to save your own life to me is a pretty big one, whether that's getting over a fence if you had to, or over a wall, or, carrying your family out of a burning building. It's important, and it's something that often gets neglected, and everything too. Another big one is, knot tying. I can't tell you how many times I've utilized knots. I've had to tie knots way more often than I've had to shoot my gun for real. So, and that would be zero. So, it's just looking at those kind of skills that are often underappreciated, and just we try to highlight that kind of stuff, like you mentioned, the escape from illegal restraint, and anything having to do with life.
It's wedding season, and while weddings are all about the bride and groom, they're also a chance for you to look your best. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed with Indochino. Order your custom suits now, and they'll be ready for wedding season. The process of customizing a suit on Indochino, very easy to do. It's also a lot of fun. I've talked about my navy blue suit I've gotten from Indochino. First off, you can decide how the jacket is, how you want the pockets on the jacket to be, how you want the lapels, the vent on the back, the lining on the pants. You can decide you want pleats or no pleats. I went no pleats on my pants on this one. And then you do the measuring process. You'll need someone to help you, but they have this very easy-to-follow guide. Send that all in a few weeks, you have a custom made-to-measure suit sent directly to your door, and you're going to pay about the same price for a suit that you'd pay for an off-the-rack suit at a department store. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code MANLINESS to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code MANLINESS. Check it out today. If you're like me, you've probably signed up for subscription services, but then you forgot about them. I'm talking about newsletters, streaming services, things like that. Well, with the personal finance app Rocket Money, it can help you find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It can also monitor your spending and help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I had a chance to use Rocket Money, connected it to my checking account, and it found a bunch of subscription services that I forgot about. I was able to cancel them, and I was able to save a lot of money because the stuff adds up. Besides canceling your unwanted subscriptions, Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you, up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/manliness. That's rocketmoney.com/manliness. rocketmoney.com/manliness. Have you ever been to an event where you just had to get the best seats? Like maybe it was a concert for your favorite band, or maybe it was an important game for your favorite team. Well, to do that, you had to set an alarm to get the tickets as soon as they went on sale. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you are trying to hire for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best people fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/manliness, MANLINESS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, picture that thing you've always wanted to learn. Now picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with MasterClass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors, and a lot of them are former AOM podcast guests. So, for example, you can learn the art of negotiation from Chris Voss. We had him on the podcast. Leadership from Jocko Willink, another AOM podcast guest. Writing from Malcolm Gladwell, another AOM podcast guest. You name it, Masterclass has it. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. So I did the masterclass with Chris Voss on negotiation. Very well done. He talks about tactical empathy, how to mirror somebody so that you can develop rapport with them. So if you enjoyed that podcast I did with Chris Voss several years ago about his book, Never Split the Difference, you're going to love this masterclass. And right now, AOM listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/AOM. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/AOM. masterclass.com/AOM. Check out the negotiation class with Chris Voss.
Picking in that regard really has a nefarious undertone to it when you're talking about it with somebody. But, you know, in real life, I mean, you know, people lock their keys, you know, in the house and in the car and things like that. And being able to do that kind of stuff yourself, and it's perfectly legal in pretty much every state to do that. That you can save a lot of money that way, as well as just being able to take care of yourself and, you know, in the legal restraint scenario too, meaning a home invasion or, you know, something where you're restrained against your will there. So
yeah,
we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors. Huckberry is my favorite place to shop online because they have everything a guy needs or wants, for everything from clothing, stuff for your everyday carry like pocket knives, even little totems, little things you can carry around, camping equipment, things to furnish your home with. Pretty much all the clothes I own are from Huckberry. They own a brand called Flint and Tinder. They make everything from underwear, jeans, t-shirts, hoodies. They got a wax trucker jacket. You name it, they've got it. I love it because it's classic, down-to-earth, rugged, and it's all made in the USA. Everyday carry, pocket knives. My favorite pocket knife is from Huckberry. It's this one from a company based out of New Mexico. They have a dinosaur bone put into the handle. It's pretty cool. And the blade's really nice. So if you want to see some of the things I've gotten from Huckberry over the years, go to aom.is/AOMHuck. See some of my favorite things. And if it's your first time purchasing, use code ART15 at checkout to save 15% on your first purchase. So again, check out aom.is/AOMHuck. That's AOMHUCK. And if it's your first time purchasing, use code ART15 at checkout to save 15% off on your first purchase. And now back to the show.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, that happens more often than people think.
It really does. I mean, I just read something today. There's another one. I can't even remember where it was, but that just happened today.
So. Yeah, people break into their house and they get handcuffed or zip tied right. Or whatever, and then they get robbed or sometimes worse. There was like that really bad case in Connecticut.
Yes, that
was like
that was zip ties.
Zip ties. Yeah. And it's interesting too, is that it seems like you get a lot of flack from people in the law enforcement industry in particular for divulging this information, you know, how to pick your way out of a handcuff or how to you're helping the criminals out and you're making it less safe for law enforcement officers. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, here's the deal. Criminals are going to get this information, whether they, they already know it. I mean, they're learning it from being in jail or in prison or whatever you call it. So it's out there. It's not like first people to say it. But that aside, that's not really the big take home. The big take home is that it is happening to civilians. And, you know, you're talking about a handcuff technology that's left over from 1913 that's still being utilized today, not only by law enforcement, but it's, you know, I can buy a pair of handcuffs at any Army Navy store across the country and online. So those are available. And if they're available, they're going to be utilized against people. So, you know, it's, I don't really see a big problem with us teaching that information. And, you know, also I've met so many law enforcement guys that can see the benefit of this stuff too. So we used to catch a lot of flack for it in the very beginning back in 2009, but I can't tell you how much more of a general perception has changed since then. And, you know, now it's becoming more common and, you know, you're seeing it on TV and it's just, it's great to see. I mean, I love it. I'm glad that this information is getting out there because at the end of the day, you know, what we're teaching is, you know, okay, so we teach how to get out of handcuffs. Like I said, it's a technology that's left over from 1913 that's available to anybody. We're teaching how to get out of zip ties, which, you know, we're not teaching how to get out of law enforcement grade zip ties. We're teaching how to get out of the strongest ones that anybody can buy at a Home Depot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, those are all technologies and tools that are available to anybody.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you can make the argument too, is that you're kind of highlighting to the law enforcement industry, like the illusion of security that handcuffs provide. Cause like, yeah, I mean, you can get a handcuff key, anywhere. Right. And it works on most handcuffs. Like mm-hmm. it's like the same thing. There's like not a special handcuff key, right? They're all pretty much the same.
You know, the thing about that too, is that, And I'll be the first person to say that with a proper law enforcement handcuff technique, I'm not going to be able to get out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the end of the story. And they know that too. I mean, it's not a foolproof solution. And, you know, plenty of law enforcement guys I know that I talk to are saying, you know that too. So, you know, it's not as though it's a foolproof plan. It's, you know, hopefully to help out a civilian that's in trouble with that kind of thing if they ever get into that themselves.
Yeah.
So,
and speaking of the illusion of security, like, you know, reading your content on like lock picking, like it's made me so much paranoid about my own house. It's like, I realize like it's so easy to break into my house. Like I just like, whenever I lock the door at night, I'm like, this really isn't doing all that much. When you get down to the end of it, it's like, it really doesn't do that much. It kind of makes me feel good, but if you think about it, it's pretty easy to break into a home.
Yeah. Locks are there to keep honest people honest.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we do advocate, learning lock picking. And I think one of the biggest take homes of it is what you said. I mean, that's what I talk about all the time, is that it teaches you the illusion of security and how to better protect yourself against, the common things that are out there that can defeat, you know, these locks that you think are, you know, keeping your family safe. So, and that's the big take home, is knowing what to look for, you know, in a lock when you're purchasing one for your home and things like that. So,
yeah, it's made me start thinking about like, I need to have like multiple layers of security in my home. Like think about not just the locks, think about other things I could do to either fend off, would-be burglars or whatnot. And another thing I want to reiterate, I love how you brought up the idea of fitness. Because one of the most frustrating things that I found whenever we've written, you know, articles about like combatives or Krav Maga.
Yeah.
There'll be always like three or four people saying, well, just shoot them with your gun. You don't need that. Just shoot them with your gun. And it's the most frustrating thing. Cause, I don't know. I mean, do you get that a lot too? I imagine.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, the biggest thing about that is that that seems like it's everyone's default response. And, you know, I this is so fresh on my mind just because I just attended a course a couple of months ago with Tony Blauer and Jeff Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. It was a great course on counter ambush skills. And Tony Blauer is just a phenomenal instructor when it comes to combatives. And he kind of teamed up with Jeff Gonzalez, who's a primarily a weapons instructor. So it was great to see the dynamic between somebody that's focusing on the combative side and then transitioning to a gun or a weapon or something like that. So I really got to learn more of that transitional type of movement and how hard it really is.
Yeah.
You know, everyone thinks that a threat is just going to walk right up to him and say, hey, I'm a threat. you know, please give me time. I'm just going to give you time real quick to pull out your gun and you can handle it. It's not like that in the real world. And, you know, faced with the reality of that, you know, everyone thinking that they're going to have time and opportunity to just shoot somebody, or that's even that the situation warrants that, is just, I think it's immature, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It's kind of one of the sad things. I'm seeing. There's a lot of interest in, like, you know, civilians getting their concealed carry, but it seems like people just want to use it as their default, you know, like no matter, and like that's that, you know, there's not every instances where you need to pull out the gun. And yeah, you make a great point. I remember one of the training courses I've taken on defensive handgun use is like the instructor showed us like how easy or how quick someone can get to you before you can pull out your gun. It was like, it was crazy scary. Like there were, like, he was like, you know, a good 5 yards away from me. But he was able to get to me before I was able to like really, you know, pull the gun out and you're toast. I mean, I think people all really underestimate how fast people can move and like overestimate how fast they can get that gun out or that weapon out, whatever it is.
Well, I think defense has to be a multifaceted solution. I think you not only need to know some stuff to be able to get to your gun, but you obviously need to know the skills to use it as well. Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely advocate both of those, and I can't say enough about both of those things. I mean, I'm definitely not going to go on record to say that you're never going to be able to get your gun soon enough, but, you know, more than likely, or at least practicing and having that contingency in mind is really important.
Awesome. So, you know, you've probably interacted with a lot of guys who are wanting to get into this. There's, you know, they're sort of beginners, with getting into this whole tactical skill set stuff.
Sure.
What's the biggest mistake you see these novices make when they want to learn a tactical skill or get tactical?
Well, one thing would be the wrong motives. So, not seeing the full benefit of it and thinking it's just something cool they want to do versus seeing the potential of, you know, what it could do for themselves, their lives and their family. You know, they're all perishable skills. And at the end of the day, if you're not, you know, if you're not really taking it upon yourself to learn them and practice them, you're not really going to get anything out of it. So I'd say that's probably the biggest mistake that I see.
The biggest one. Here's another question I have. So with all this interest, particularly by civilians and learning defensive handgun shooting, learning first aid, learning wilderness survival, there's been this there's a lot of instructors out there, you know, or people who out there who are, they say they're instructors. You really can't tell, there's no organization, qualifying these people. So anyone can just say, yeah, I'm a handgun instructor. Right. There's no regulations saying, you can't be one. You know what I'm talking about? It's anyone
sure.
can say, yeah.
yeah.
So, how do you know, if you go to a place in your town, this guy's good, what he's teaching is good stuff?
Well, reputation's everything for one. Being able to do your own research and figure out somebody's, true reputation is probably, an important first step. But, qualifications don't always mean competency either. Mm-hmm. Experience is important. And you really just have to kind of question and test things for yourself. In the words of the illustrious Reading Rainbow host, LeVar Burton, don't just take my word for it. So
good deal. Yeah. All right. So we've talked a lot about the skill set, 'cause that's a lot of fun, but, you guys also, cover tactical gear. That's fun stuff.
Sure.
That's just, there's Tumblr blogs dedicated to tactical porn, right? Which is that is, I want that grappling hook or I want that trauma kit. But anyways, you guys talk about EDC, everyday carry, something that's very popular with a lot of guys. Are there things that you think every man should have on him all the time
that absolutely.
Will help him out? Sure. Yeah, what are some of those things?
So, just to kind of, run through some stuff that I carry, which is, kind of how I'd approach the subject too, is that, to go back to the medical thing, I would say having the basics for preventing somebody from or helping someone from bleeding out would be probably one of the top things on my list. Obviously, if your state allows it, having a concealed handgun and a license and being properly certified to carry that is important too. This is kind of something I like to say sometimes too, but it's not only as important to, take a life, but to know how to save one too. So, I think that, having those tools on you to be able to do that are important. To go along the lines of the kind of self-defense aspect, just a knife for self-defense, but, also a secondary cutting tool for, field craft and opening boxes or whatever you might come across each day too. That's something I took home from, my friend Jeff Gonzalez from that class too, is that, he made the great point, and it's one that I never really considered before, but, a knife is not only a tool, but it's a great weapon for self-defense as well. And if you're using that on a daily basis to open boxes and things like that, it's not truly there and sharp when you need it to be. So, that was kind of an interesting point that got brought up, and I've kind of started carrying one of those little small Swiss Army knives that I use to cut boxes open and stuff most of the days at work here. So, that was kind of interesting, but, yeah. A sturdy wallet for ID, money, emergency contact info. Of course, everyone's got a cell phone nowadays, especially for, emergencies and making calls. But I will say that a good flashlight is important too, and not to depend on your cell phone for a flashlight. somebody else that I'm known for quite a while, Kevin Reeve, who's wrote some articles on the site, is that it likes to say that you need one that will cut through smoke, and you know, the one on your cell phone isn't going to cut it. So, also, you know, a good watch. I'm a big advocate of having a watch. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of people today depend on their cell phones to tell time, and I don't know. There's just something about a good watch that I love. So
it could also serve as a navigation tool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it can.
That's awesome.
And actually, you know, the watches I always have a little compass clip to them all the time. So,
there you go.
Yeah. And then I like to carry a handkerchief and a pocket notebook and a pen. I think those are pretty important as well. Obviously, I've got my keys, usually a good pair of sunglasses, and I carry lockpicks on me too. You know, in most states it's perfectly legal to do so, and as long as you're not in the act of committing a crime, it's not illegal at all. So definitely check with your state laws though, because there are some states. I think there's a state out there that doesn't allow you to do that. But and then also, I've always typically got some kind of personal memento on me, like a challenge coin or something like that. So
how do you carry all this stuff? Is it like, you sound like Link from Zelda. It's like,
dude, I know
he's got, you like,
know, it's a big list, but I mean, honestly, I'm wearing jeans right now and I have all that in my pocket. Wow. So, you know, I'm always trying to, I always change my EDC. It's always something that I'm constantly changing, because I always strive for smaller and more minimalist in everything I'm doing. So, I'm always taking size and weight into consideration, trimming stuff down and, you know, things like that. So
awesome. All you need is a hook shot.
There you go.
You'd be set. And a set of silver arrows to defeat Ganon.
Yeah. It's dangerous to go alone.
It's dangerous to go alone. all right. So Brian, besides the great, you know, continuing to put out this, you know, the great content you guys do on ITS Tactical, and we've, for those of you who don't know, every once in a while, we'll republish content from ITS Tactical. In fact, we did the handcuff thing on our site, and we got a lot of flack. I got emails from police officers like saying, why are you doing this? You're working for the bad guys. But anyways, it's great stuff. Very useful. What else, what's in store for you guys? What do you guys have in the pipeline?
Well, we've always got new products in the pipeline. That's something, you know, we've been doing a lot of too, is just kind of developing our own product line along with the articles and things like that. So, we've got some new stuff in the trauma kit arena coming, as well as, we just launched yesterday a little teaser on a Hypalon wallet we're working on. So that's kind of some of the new stuff that we've got in terms of products, but, we also have a muster each year. It's basically a gathering that we have each year. This year we had about 40 people. I'm sorry, last year in October, we had about 40 people that came out to it, but it's our way of kind of interacting with our community and really getting hands-on with the skill sets we advocate on ITS. So that's a big thing for us each year, and we'll be having another one of those coming up in October. And then also, we're about to turn 5 in April. So it's really been cool to kind of, see how far we've been able to come with the support of, you know, our community and members and, you know, guys like you, they're helping us out, man. I really appreciate it. And it's been great.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Well, very cool. Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely, man. And, you know, once again, thanks for the opportunity. I really feel like Art of Manliness is an awesome resource, and I read it all the time, man. So keep doing what you're doing too.
Thank you, sir. Our guest today was Brian Black. Brian is the owner of ITS Tactical. And you can find that at itstactical.com. Definitely recommend check it out. It's one of my favorite websites. Great stuff there. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. For more manly tips and advice, make sure to check out the Art of Manliness website at artofmanliness.com. And a great way you can support the Art of Manliness is checking out our store. We have an Art of Manliness store where you can find posters, letterpress stationery, you know, things that an Art of Manliness gentleman would want. It's store.artofmanliness.com. Please check it out. Pick something up. That will help us keep the podcast going. Until next time, this is Brett McKay telling you to stay manly.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.